2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here in Salt Lake City. It's broken clouds, 41 degrees. KSL's top story. Governor Cox says thousands of unused vaccine doses sent here as part of a federal partnership now need to stay in Utah. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz explains.
The governor says Utah has around 26,000 doses unused that are part of a deal the feds made with Walgreens and CVS to get the long-term care populations vaccinated. But those doses technically belong to them, and the governor says other states are having this problem too.
Everyone is seeing this problem and working really hard to claw back those doses. I will tell you, it's going to happen.
The health department says after Saturday, the entire long-term care population in Utah will have their first doses. And once they know exactly how many are left, they'll negotiate with the feds to give the rest to other facilities. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
President Biden has said the coronavirus pandemic is his top priority, and today he took emergency action to prove it. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president signed 10 executive orders aimed at tackling the pandemic. He detailed a plan to stop the spread of the virus as he works to ramp up vaccinations. The president also said masks will be required during all interstate travel, and visitors from overseas will now face new guidelines.
Everyone flying to the United States from another country will need to test before they get on that plane and quarantine when they arrive in America.
The president also broadening the use of the Defense Production Act to expand vaccine production. In a news briefing this afternoon, the White House's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said the president's plan for 100 million vaccines in his first 100 days on the job can be done.
I believe that the goal that was set by the president of getting 100 million people vaccinated in the first 100 days is quite a reasonable goal.
Dr. Fauci says the new COVID strains popping up around the world increase the need for fast vaccination. He also says he now feels liberated to speak freely on science and the risk of COVID under this new administration. Democrats are pushing for the quick confirmation of President Biden's top cabinet nominees. On the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the work of keeping the nation safe must not be paused.
Foreign adversaries will seek to exploit this period of transition, and we cannot allow America's military, intelligence, and national security policy to be disrupted by staffing delays.
Both houses of Congress today approved a waiver allowing retired General Lloyd Austin to serve as defense secretary. The four-star general retired from the Army in 2016 and is short of the required time outlined in the National Security Act, which requires commissioned officers to be out of service for 7 years before taking a civilian post. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Amazon isn't waiting for the Biden administration's stamp of approval to get people vaccinated. It's partnering with Virginia Mason, a Seattle-based health company, to get people vaccinated.
That's to establish a pop-up vaccine clinic this Sunday, aimed at vaccinating 2,000 people.
That's Jay Carney from Amazon. He says this clinic will be open to anyone who's eligible under state guidelines to receive a shot. The clinic will be at the Amazon Meeting Center in downtown Seattle. Elected leaders at the top of Utah State and federal governments are sending a message to President Biden about Grand Staircase Escalante and Bears Ears National Monuments. They say the president shouldn't be making a decision about their size on his own. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The message from Utah's lawmakers to President Biden is that for 25 years, land management decisions have been done to Utah, not with Utah. Their message reads, quote, President Biden championed a message of unity during his campaign, and we stand ready to work across party lines toward a permanent solution, end quote. In his monthly press conference, Governor Spencer Cox says he's hearing the administration is willing to have discussions with the state.
Officials with the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition are calling for the monument to be restored to what President Obama declared in his his executive order years ago. The Salt Lake Police Department may soon have some new officers. The Salt Lake City Council is lifting a hiring freeze in place for 7 months now. It was in response to calls for reform during the summer protests. Nearly 70 officers left the department, and others are on medical leave because of COVID-19. KSL News Time, 4:35. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says General Conference will again be virtual only this April. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The church says only the speakers will be there in the Conference Center Theater on Temple Square. The music will be pre-recorded again. All sessions will be streamed live. Before the pandemic, thousands of people would come to Salt Lake City from around the world to attend conference and related church organizational meetings. The First Presidency has said, as a worldwide organization, they have an obligation to be good citizens. Senior church leaders over age 70 recently got the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Well, Utah County Authorities say a donut wasn't all that was stolen by a man wearing a Salt Lake County Sheriff's jacket.
Daniel Wright is also accused of impersonating an officer and possession of a stolen vehicle. The Utah County Sheriff's Department issued a statement claiming Wright went into a 7-Eleven wearing a sheriff's jacket, complete with shoulder patches and a sewn-on badge. An employee says Wright was not acting like his sheriff's deputy, so he told a police officer. The store's manager says Wright took a donut without paying. Investigators say surveillance video from the store showed a stolen pickup truck, which was later found at a nearby motel. They claim a sheriff's jacket was found inside Wright's room at that motel. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
And KSL News Time, 4:36. Ricky Meese, how's the rush looking?
It's not bad on the Valley freeways, but we do have two surface street crashes, one at Highland Drive, 2800 South. And officers are still at the intersection in West Valley at 3500 South and 3200 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. Coming up, the new president's problem with eavesdroppers. Stay here. My minute of news is on the way next. It's 4:36 at KSL.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.